This is an RNIB talking book.
Daughter of Deceit by Victoria Holt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Daughter of Deceit by Victoria Holt. Part 1, London. Chapter 1, Désirée. I often wonder how different my life might have been if Lisa Fennell had not made her dramatic entry into it. And I marvel that if people had not been in a certain place at the same moment, they might never have been aware of each other's existence, and their lives would have taken an entirely different course. I cannot believe that there was another household like ours in the whole of London, or England for that matter. I only knew that I was lucky to be part of it, because it was dominated by the light-hearted, wildly unconventional, inimitable and altogether adorable Désirée. At that time, social status was held to be of the greatest importance in all classes of society, and protocol in the servants' quarters was as rigidly adhered to as it ever was in higher circles. Not so by Désirée. Carrie, the tweeny, was given the same treatment as Mrs. Crimp, the housekeeper. Not always with Mrs. Crimp's approval. But Désirée ignored that. "Hello, Carrie. How goes it with you today, love?" she would ask when she met Carrie about the house. Everyone was love or dear to Désirée. Carrie would squirm with delight. "I'm all right, Miss Daisy."